broadcast a message, although this media, that the public can all hear us broadcasting a message in sincerity. Unless the visitors were to cooperate at all, though in their cooperation, the public would hear this cooperative answer. And then we wouldn't have to worry about proving whether we did it or not. It would be there, it'd be public information. So, with this in mind, I had the very kind coordination and efforts donated by different prominent men in the business, radio broadcasting and TV broadcasting, and we attempted it. In our facility, our WGN in Chicago, we attempted our first public attempt, at least I should say my first public attempt, because there's a strange thing about everything a man thinks about doing that. No matter where he does it or how he does it, when he starts looking over the field, he finds he's nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. It's all been attempted sometime before. And rather strangely, I found that others have been trying to do the same thing. So, now along that line, when you made this attempt, did you get results? The results were solid. The results were coded rather than a voice answer, or rather like a teletype signal that I went through. Very rapid, and it went through on a precise listening period of silence that we had. The answer was, to say the least, very, very intriguing and exciting. However, it has not been decoded to date, and our own government has come in and picked up a copy of this. Looks how to translate it. Now, whether they have or not, of course, we don't know. Well, do you have a copy of that so that we can hear it at this time? Yes. I have a copy here, Bob, and I'll be glad to leave you a copy of it that we can play over the air. And you may even repeat it so that the people, your listening audience, may hear your signal. That we received, and of course, how in a time the actual message that was transmitted and what was the return. And now we are going to hear the result of that attempt to contact persons from outer space as a result of test to a local radio station in Chicago, Illinois. Listen closely.
This morning I decided to try to make contact with them. So, now 10 seconds before 11:15 here in Chicago, and now here's my message to the inhabitants of outer space. Attention space inhabitants, this is Jim Mills. I invite you and those in flying disks that are listening to this program, and it's understood that you can't understand English, to stand by for a message from the friendly people of Earth. We desire to communicate with you. If this is within the scope of your current operational plan, our sincerity, coupled with your cooperation, I feel sure will open the door to a new way of life for we the people of Earth. We earnestly desire to join hands. Now, such a relationship will benefit mankind throughout our entire planet. Therefore, at exactly 11:25 a.m. today in Chicago Earth time, I will hold a 15-second period of silence for your calling and speak to us through our transmitter. Give random instructions if possible. Zero, come in outer space.
From outer space, slow down. Listen closely.